The Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. After Louis de Franchi received the anonymous letter which tells him of his fiancée and Captain Renault, he hurries back to France, as he doesn't believe the letter and is anxious to find out who is responsible. He arrives at the Latouche home just when Emilie is planning to elope with the captain, and Emilie tells him the truth. She is caustic and contemptuous, and her words deal him a shattering blow. Returning to Pierre Godet's apartments, he is like a man in a trance. All hope has left him, and he feels that life now will be an endless void. When Pierre leaves him to retire for the night, Louis searches amongst his belongings and finds the remaining half of his father's sword. Raising it above his head, he decides that he will kill himself.
It's fitting that I should die this way. My father's sword. Life by a de Franchi. Death from that which belongs to a de Franchi. This broken sword has followed me from Corsica to France. Perhaps destiny has written its purpose. My life is already dead. This will but extinguish the physical. It was just here, above the heart, that I felt the pain. Pain which might have meant death to my brother Lucien. If my brother Lucien is alive, I wonder if he too will feel the pain which comes when this sword finds its way to my heart. Oh! Even in the act of taking my own life, I failed miserably at the first attempt. This hard sword's made but a glancing blow. If once again I...
Oh, Louis, I just came back to... Good heavens, what have you done? Louis! Louis!
Leave me alone! Get out of this room!
In heaven's name, give me that sword!
You shan't take it! You shan't!
You stabbed yourself. The blood...
Stabbed myself? Stabbed myself, did you say? I tried to, Pierre, but even when I went to take my own life, I show myself to be what Emilie said I was. A lovesick swain, carp-eyed, weak. If only this had been a full sword instead of a broken blade. No, Pierre, let me be. It's mine. It was meant that I should kill myself with that sword.
Don't be a senseless fool. Sit down.
Open your shirt. As you say, a glancing wound.
I'm not a success at anything, am I?
For the first time in your life and mine, I'm ashamed of you, Louis. You, a de Franchi, seek a way out like this.
Don't you understand? She was my life, my all, and now she's gone. What have I to live for?
What have you to live for? Why, Louis, have you forgotten that tall, proud woman in Corsica? The woman who bore you, who risked her life, spent her jewels to save your own life? The woman who sent you to France so that you could carry on the name de Franchi? And yet, for all her efforts, all her agonies, what do? You try to take your life with the broken half of your father's sword. A hero's sword. You should be ashamed to call yourself de Franchi.
Don't say that.
Is it that you're afraid? Afraid to fight for your mother? Good heavens, man. When the girl I loved died, I had nothing to fight for. Nothing. But you have a family, an ideal. You have enemies that must be beaten back. Enemies who perhaps have already killed your brother Lucien. Who knows?
Oh, Pierre, I never realized. Of course there's my mother. What would she think of me to die like this? I've got something to live for, something to fight for, and I never knew it. Oh, it's just the shock of tonight. The shock of seeing Emilie, hearing her mocking voice. When you worship her as I've worshipped...
I know, my boy. I'm sorry I was harsh. I know your state of mind, but... Oh, please, for your own sake, clear that mind.
What I've done has been a cowardly thing. But I'll prove to you, Pierre Godet, that I am not a coward. I'll go back to Corsica tomorrow. I'll learn to shoot. I'll learn to use a sword. I'll learn to ride. I'll learn all the secret byways and highways of the Corsican mountains. And then, sooner or later, I'll learn to kill the Gadici one by one. By heaven, Pierre, this sword is a sword of destiny. This stab I made was destiny's stab. It has made me find myself.
Meanwhile, in Corsica, in the house of Dino Giudice, affairs had become almost normal once again. Dino had never quite got over the fact that his hated enemy, Lucien de Franchi, had escaped. And both he and Pietro were mystified as to the method of this escape. Marianne, quiet and strangely reserved, had very little to say. And her great dark eyes, constantly brooding, were a source of puzzlement to her uncle and father. Business takes these two brothers on their way to Ajaccio, a trade port. And we find them on the high road astride their horses. A hot summer sun now beating down across the Corsican mountains. A thick red dust trailing behind them where their horses' hoofs have disturbed the track.
Another 3 hours and we will be there.
Yes.
I like this break. To go down to Ajaccio to receive our stores from France. It kills...
When you speak of the word kill, it sends me to the north.
The Franchi?
Yes. I can tell you, Pietro, that if the Franchi was ever in my power again, he would not be nursed back to health.
You have not forgotten the misfortune.
I will never be allowed to forget it. The humiliation of the explanation. Shall I ever forget telling our cousins, our two other brothers and their families? The looks on their faces. They despise me now. But I will put it right somehow. Somewhere. There is only one way to take the life of Lucien de Franchi. That means I must do it with my own two hands, with my dagger, even perhaps with my gun.
You would never be so fortunate again.
I am afraid not. He is a cunning devil.
His cunningness was proved with the escape. Almost as if he'd walked through a locked door.
It still puzzles me how that escape was made. There was a guard who didn't hear. There was a door and a gate apparently untouched, still locked.
Never mind, Dino. One of these days, perhaps luck will favor you. And if you take my advice, should Lucien de Franchi fall into your hands again, don't kill him outright. Carry out your original intention and put yourself at rights with the family. Flog him before them all. And then they will know that Dino Giudice is worthy of his name.
There it is once again, Louis. Ajaccio Harbor.
Corsica, my new home. My old home. I came from here as a baby and I come back to fight and live, and eventually to die.
It'll make your mother happy, proud.
My mother is a noble woman. She needed me greatly, Pierre, but I left to rush off to Paris after a will-o'-the-wisp. She made me go, and yet she needed me. Now I'll never leave her again. Look at those palms down by the quayside and the mountains behind. Why, Pierre, it's quite the loveliest island in the whole of the Mediterranean.
That sounds just like your brother. The fire that is his fire. Oh, madame will be overjoyed to see you, to hear you speak like this.
Will it take long, Pierre? Long to learn to shoot and to ride as my brother does?
Your brother? I wonder if he's alive now.
Oh, he must be. Otherwise, well, what my mother said, a tradition in the family, Pierre.
The vision? Yes, your mother believes in that. I do, too. The pain that was in your heart when your brother was stabbed. It was as though his physical pain was transmuted to you.
And I actually tried to stab myself. Oh, that's part of my past. That was struck out, forgotten. I'm born as a new person now. Reborn to be my mother's son.
At last, I think we'll rein up here, Dino. A meal will be welcome.
I've been thinking of a long, cool glass of wine for the last hour. When you come down from the mountains, you feel the heat by the weather. Oh, look, Pietro.
Yeah?
A cargo ship is in. See over there by the north key?
Yes, there it is, yes.
I think as soon as we've had our draught of wine, we should waste no time. If the crates are dumped on the quayside, we should have to provide the means of carrying them ourselves. But if we instruct the captain to have the goods delivered to the store, we can go through them at our leisure.
Good idea. Come, Dino, the wine.
A moment. Pietro, look. On the other side of the street, over by the public well.
By all that's wonderful. Lucien de Franchi.
Lucien. And a stranger. A European. Quickly, down behind the horses.
Now, take your hand from your gun. To shoot him in the city like this would be murder. You know the Corsican law.
I can't believe our good fortune, Pietro. Lucien de Franchi in Ajaccio today. Tomorrow sometime he will leave. We will follow and take him. Even now I cannot believe our good fortune.
So Louis, with his good resolutions and his plans for the future, might find a startling check. He has been mistaken for his twin brother. As he and Pierre Godet walked up the Corsican street, Dino and his brother crouched behind their horses, hate in their eyes. What will be Louis's fate? Make sure you hear the next enthralling episode of The Corsican Brothers.